I was transformed. Alcohol suddenly made me into what I had always wanted to be. Alcohol became my everyday companion. At first, I considered it a friend. Later, it became a heavy load I couldn't get rid of. It turned out to be much more powerful than I was, even if, for many years, I could stay sober for short periods. I kept telling myself that one way or another, I would get rid of alcohol. I was convinced I would find a way to stop drinking. I didn't want to acknowledge that alcohol had become so important in my life. Indeed, alcohol was giving me something I didn't want to lose. In 1934, a series of mishaps occurred because of my drinking. I had to come back from Western Canada because the bank I worked for lost confidence in me. An elevator accident cost me all of the toes of one foot and a skull fracture. I was in the hospital for months. My excessive drinking also caused a brain hemorrhage, which completely paralyzed one side of my body. I probably did my first step the day I came, by ambulance, to Western Hospital. A night shift nurse asked me, "Mr. B, why do you drink so much? You have a wonderful wife, a bright little boy. You have no reason to drink like that. Why do you?" Being honest, for the first time, I said, "I don't know, nurse. I really don't know." That was many years before I learned about the fellowship. You might think I'd tell myself, if alcohol causes so much harm, I will stop drinking. But I found countless reasons to prove to myself that alcohol had nothing to do with my misfortunes. I told myself it was because of fate, because everyone was against me, because things weren't going well. I sometimes thought,